Welcome back to Inside Agriculture after that check of the markets. Well, taking a little bit of a step aside from more agriculture to more like your kid's going off to camp and the kid is, you know, much like me, gets homesick easy. I got very homesick rather easily going to Boy Scouts camp. I only went to one like week-long camp because of how much I got, homesick. Parents utilizing some tips, though, could help alleviate fears for a child going to summer camp for the first time. Here's USDA's Rod Bain.
Summertime means for several children, summer camps, which can be a scary experience if it's their first time away from home. Just ask Alan Sherman.
Oh, please don't make me stay. I've been here one whole day.
But like the end of that classic song, Hello Mudda, Hello Fada, where our hero finds summer camp can be really fun, once it stops raining, that is, most kids get over their initial fears and really enjoy their time at camp. However, University of Missouri Extension's Valinda Cameron says for some children,
sometimes, regardless of what you do, you're still going to have a child that will become homesick.
So what's a parent to do in advance of camp to get their children used to the summer camp away from home experience? Cameron offers some ideas, starting with,
go and stay all night with a grandparent, maybe to start with, because that is a family member that the child is very accustomed to and feels very safe with.
Then branch out and let the child stay overnight with a friend. Also,
you could also even take the child to the site where they will be staying for the camp and just allow them to see what is there. This helps for the younger children, just so they don't have all of these big imaginary monsters and all these terrible things roaming around in their head as to what is going to be at the camp.
Don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear.
Introduce them to the staff members so they can meet those folks, so those people aren't strangers too when they get to camp.
Parents can also help the child prepare for camp by being prepared, sending the camp all pertinent health and contact information about the child. For example,
typically every camp will have some kind of a form, and that has all of the pertinent information, parents' work numbers, their cell phone numbers, home phone numbers, addresses, maybe even another emergency person to call. And then it would have all of your information regarding insurance and all of those types of things in the event there was an emergency, an accident, where a child needed medical treatment of some sort.
And sending the child with proper clothing for any possibility. Just don't send the kid's whole wardrobe. And any items a parent wishes a child to return home with should be properly labeled. And what about bringing food or extra money? Cameron says don't send a child with more money than necessary and make sure there are proper means to secure such funds. And as for bringing food to camp, Cameron says that's not a good idea to avoid unwanted visitors to cabins and campsites like raccoons, squirrels, mice, even snakes. So in summary,
to make camp a fun experience, be prepared. Talk to the child, possibly visit the area, but most importantly, tell them that you love them, you want them to have a good time, and you yourself be positive as the adult, the parent.
Modifada, kindly disregard this letter.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
I think what also didn't help for me was I couldn't swim, so I couldn't do like half of the half the fun activities that I wanted to. So that's also something that maybe you want to talk to your kid about. Make sure that they are in swimming lessons and are like afraid of water like I was. All right, we're going to take another step aside. We got a check of your weather coming up next. You're listening to Inside Agriculture.